Good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the American Activist, a weekly radio show here on the American, on the Republic Broadcast Network. And I'm your host, Don Harkins. I'm ordinarily the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and we are just now, we just printed the opening salvo for our 11th year, and we're at idaho-observer.com. Go ahead and check us out. It is always really interesting to see where we've been over the last 10 years and then take a look at where we are now so we can really get a handle on the progression of events as they've taken place, you know, starting way back when, but it's certainly at least going back as far as we can chronologize it in the Idaho Observer, 11 years now, and it's just something. It really is to think where we were 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 years ago, or really before 9/11. It seems like America really hit a new chapter with 9/11, and things have really changed dramatically since that time. I mean, gee whiz, it seems like the Clinton days now were pretty much the halcyon days of yore or something. But anyway, this morning we are going to have up with us something really, really very exciting. And it's personally flattering to me because the Idaho Observer, among a couple of other non-corporate sponsors, are going to be, or are, gracing the NASCAR by Carter II Motorsports. Roger Carter is a NASCAR driver, and he's out of Tennessee. And these guys are going to be at Daytona on February 10th. They've got a very aggressive schedule. It's 27 races between February 10th of this year and October 20th. And it's going to cost them about $3.5 million to pull this thing off. And they don't know exactly where they're going to get it, but they are faith-driven, and they know that they have a message to take to America. They are after federal justice reform, and they are after bringing America back to its constitutional roots, and they are completely and totally billboards for pro-Americanist ideals. And many of these races are going to be televised on Speed. Some of them are going to be televised on ABC. And you guys, motorsports, the big stock car races are the world's number one spectator sport. And although there are some prohibitions against being a billboard for political agendas, the Carter II Motorsports team is going to be going round and round and round and having out there in front of everybody these pro-Americanist ideals that myself and our listeners really are in support of. And it's a real major breakthrough. This is activism at its finest. And when you talk to Roger in just a few minutes, you're going to see that this is a man, and his team are they're America's race team. And you'll find out why it is that he developed this idea and why he's going forward with it and the dedication that he has with his team. And it's really probably one of the most satisfying and uplifting stories that you're going to hear all year long, and we get the opportunity to support this man and support what he's doing. And I can hardly wait for you guys to meet Roger Carter. And so, everybody, we're on our first break here, and when we come back, we're going to have Roger Carter II and Carter II Motorsports, and we're going to put a whole new spin, literally, on the NASCAR circuit this year. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Welcome back to the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Don Harkins, and you are listening to the American Activist. And I've got to say, too, RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, has a really cool T-shirt, and it says, notyranny.com, and it just strikes me that we're all walking around all the time, and we might as well be a billboard for what we believe. I mean, if we're going to be wearing clothes, and most of us are, particularly if you're in North Idaho this morning, you're wearing clothes. You might as well be a billboard. And so go ahead and get a hold of RBN at rbnlive.com or call 1-800-313-9443 and get a notyranny.com T-shirt and be a billboard for the cause. And speaking of billboards for the cause, we have one on the line with us this morning. Roger.
How you doing, Tom?
Hey, I'm doing really good. And I don't mean to demean you in any way, but I believe that most people associate NASCAR driving and NASCAR drivers with being billboards for their corporate sponsors that fill their gas tank and keep their tires going. And you would fall into that category, except that you're a billboard for a much different cause than the corporate one. And I'm honored to have you on the show, and I'm honored to be a part of the Carter team in the loose sort of way that I am.
Well, Don, it's a pleasure to be on with you. It's definitely an honor to spend the time with you on the show, because you and I both have the same passion for the United States Constitution, and it is definitely an honor to be here.
Well, we're all, you know, in my little way here with the publication that we put out and then the single subject matter publications that we put out, we're trying to reach people, and I understand that the circle of people that I reach is kind of limited, particularly with the Auto Observer, which is kind of hardcore. You can't really pick it up just cold off the street and get a lot of information out of it. The language and the history that one must have in order to actually translate it into English is kind of extreme. But the other publications that we have are intended to reach a little bit wider circle of people. But what you're about to do this year is embark on what I think is an unprecedented journey in the annals of motorsports, and that is be a billboard for America, for the Constitution, for federal justice reform, and for the ideals upon which our country was founded. And it's marvelous. And so the opportunities you have to reach a huge circle of people is, I think, enticing as can be, and definitely deserves everybody's pro-Americanist ideal support.
Yeah, Don, this has been a huge undertaking for us and my team and the people that believe in this. We have an individual that puts an awful lot of financial support to us, and he's been outstanding at that. That's how we've gotten to where we are. This, when we unload at Daytona this year, February 10th, we are running ARC Remax series there. And that race will be a milestone for us because that will be a huge audience, and we are anticipating a lot of support for that. We have been everywhere with this, and we have got no opposition. Our supporters that talk to us absolutely believe in what we're doing. Any American that looks at this and looks at our country and the state that it's in. Again, we are an organization that absolutely believes in our country and loves our country. That's why we're doing this. That's why I've dedicated my life to do this, is to take it in a direction where it needs to go back to our United States Constitution, which falls into many categories for me. As you know, I'm a very strong advocate for parole back in the federal system.
Right.
I believe that our justice system has fell to a level that is unimaginable. I believe in crime and punishment. Like you and I have spoke many times, I never want anybody to get the misconception that we think that, well, people should commit crimes and they shouldn't be punished. Our organization stands for fair and just punishment, and that is what we're really seeking when we go down there. We have a lot of support from the United States Congress members that actually are introducing the bill H.R. 3072 that will reinstate parole for the federal inmates and give them an opportunity to go back home and be productive members of society instead of being locked up for 20 and 30 years for minor crimes.
Well, sure, and that's how you got involved in all this, too, was having been found guilty of and sentenced to serve time for a non-crime, and then getting inside and hooking up with people that had a couple more clues as to what's going on with this country. And, indeed, this is a really cool point for me. You came in contact with the Idaho Observer, began doing your own research, and found out, damn, he's right. They're right. And that's the process that got you going on this. You know, I definitely think that there are no accidents in our life. We're hit with challenges, and it's up to us whether we rise to them or knuckle under to them. And fate put you in prison, and you rose to the challenge, you saw the problems, and then you began hatching a plan that was within your capabilities of delivering a huge message to the American people.
Yeah, you're correct, Don, and I really enjoyed reading your paper, and I encourage anybody that's listening to always, that newspaper is well informed, and I've really enjoyed it over the years, and it's helped me a lot in my cause. And with this, when I got involved with my deal when I was incarcerated, I did do what I done. I don't make any excuses for it. My situation was I was in the car business, and I got out of trust. And for those of you that don't know what out of trust is, I just couldn't pay my trades off. And I didn't set out to defraud anybody or steal any money. It was what we called a Band-Aid. In the car business, you do it all the time, is you're just waiting for your next floor plan to come in. So you put some loans out there until that comes in. And I make no excuses for it. I did do that, and that is justified as what the government calls a crime. I just feel that the punishment should fit the crime. I was treated no differently than if I had went out and stole money from somebody and used it for personal gain. And I think that everything should be looked at on a case-by-case basis. If you have a young individual that is dealing drugs for whatever particular reason it is, if it's he was grew up in that environment and that's all he's ever seen, and then he hits an age where he's at legal age where he can be charged as an adult and he commits this crime, bam, they put him in jail if it's a federal crime for 30 years. On a state level, they give him an opportunity and try to help, you know, bring him back to a good member of society. Where in the federal system, you don't have that. It's black and white. Here's the guidelines. You follow in these guidelines. It doesn't matter if you're a college professor or if you are a person that dropped out of school. You fit these guidelines, and there's no leeway for them to say, okay, well, this person just made a mistake. So that's what we're really want to look at the justice system as a whole, because it is definitely in need of total reform.
Well, what, aside from the stickers for the various auto parts and lubricants and stuff that you're running in your rig, what are you going to be running at NASCAR or at Daytona here on February 10th? What is going to be appearing on your car, and what number are you?
We're at a number 48 Dodge, and we'll have on a car freefeds.org, which is the organization that supports parole back in the federal system. I have, of course, your paper, the Idaho Observer, and we have 100-fold ministries. And we are hoping to have some other organizations that are coming on with us. We're in negotiations now with some organizations that are looking to help us. So, but right now our mainstay sponsor is definitely freefeds.org, which supports this parole bill.
Excellent. And everybody, a lot of our listeners here are listening to us online. You can go to Carter 2, that's a numeral 2, Carter2Motorsports.com, and get a full rundown on what they're doing, the ministry itself, which goes beyond auto racing, I might add. I think that a lot of people are going to be quite humbled and impressed by what you guys are attempting to do in your community as well. And get up there and take a look at what's going on, take a look at the car, and understand that this is serious. This is America. And in its ideals, the founding principles are going to be going round and round, various tracks all over. I think it's primarily, you don't go too far east of or west of the Mississippi this year, do you?
No. We pretty much stay in Midwest as far as we go. Actually, go to Iowa as our furthest race.
And then do you have anything in Texas? Because this broadcast is being picked up live FM in Austin. Is there anything in Texas this year?
This year, tentatively, no, unless something develops. We do have some other things in the works where we may be going to some more NASCAR events, but right now our main focus is running all 23 ARCA RE/MAX Series races.
23 races. And most of those, I believe, are televised on either Speed, and a couple of them later in the season are televised on ABC. Is that correct?
Yes. Our Nextel Cup stuff that we're going to run is on ABC, and ARCA RE/MAX Series is run mainly on Speed Channel.
And that's, do you have any idea what the demographics of Speed are? Are there a lot of people that watch that channel? I know even people up here who are stock car fans are on Speed fairly continually.
Yeah, Speed Channel has a huge following. All your news for anyone that enjoys stock car racing or motorsports as a whole watches the Speed Channel. And it's not just the race itself, it's all the contingency stuff that goes along with it.
Sure.
All the press that we get aside from that, you know, the websites, you know, there's so many of them. Catchfence.com is just a great place to go.
All right. Hang on to that thought, Roger. We're coming up to a break. Everybody, this is the American Activist. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Don Harkins, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Welcome back to The American Activist. I'm your host, Don Harkins, and you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we have on line with us this morning Roger Carter, and he is a NASCAR driver, and he's got quite possibly the first non-corporate sponsored billboard for Americanism that has ever run the NASCAR and stock car circuit. And I'm really flattered because, and this is really cool, you would have to admit to yourselves, anybody, if your logo was on a NASCAR. And so I'm a little bit, I'm probably a little bit biased in favor of this particular motorsports team because of that. But no, the coolest thing is that these guys have decided, this is their ministry, this is their way of attempting to reach millions of Americans with some very key and critical concepts that are being lost. In fact, most sports fans probably, they go to attend an event, whether it's a football game, a baseball game, or an auto race, and they're there for the event. They're not there necessarily to be thinking about what's going on in America, the troubles she's having, and the things that we must do as individuals to fix that. And so Roger is going right into the belly of the beast, so to speak, right into the salt mines of this country, which is its people, and he's going to attempt to get past all of that and bring a message to people that America is in trouble and it needs our help. And in fact, what's interesting about that is that we know that all of these things are happening to the American people. We're being assaulted medically. Our food supply is being poisoned, and we're being regulated to death. We're being taxed to death. And from every single angle, we're being hammered. That's because the bad guys need the compliance of the masses of people. They need the people, okay? And now we also, in order to get our message across, in order to have people awaken to our collective peril, we need people too. So the common denominator here is the people. We need them, they need them. And Roger, bless you. You're out there, and you're going to be going all over the South, the Eastern United States, delivering a message that is going to be broadcast internationally via Speed and ABC this year. And I think it's a magnificent opportunity for pro-Americanist ideals to get out there and be heard.
Well, Don, what we've done is that's why we created the Save the U.S. Constitution campaign. And what that is to wake the American people up and see what's going on in our country. I don't think they fully understand what is going on. We have lawmakers every day passing laws that affect you and me, my children. This terrorism bill is an atrocity. When people dissect the sections in this terrorism bill and how many rights we have lost, and they apply it to we're fighting terrorism. No, what it's doing is it may in one sense help with terrorism, but on the other hand, what it's doing is taking individual rights away from us as Americans. And that's why I strongly push the United States Constitution, because if we would stick to what was put down by our forefathers, we would have our rights as Americans. But slowly we're losing them. Congress and the government as a whole wants to keep the American people away from what's going on behind the closed doors at Capitol Hill, so we don't know the situation that there is with these new bills. So if you're not affected by it until they come to enforce one of them on you and you say, where did that come from? I had no idea. Then they say, well, my constitutional rights, and then our federal government saying, well, that doesn't apply here. So the American people really need to look at what's going on in this country. And what is happening, I think, is the American people, some of them are finally starting to realize that we have no power in this country anymore as individuals. We have lost our voice. We have been just completely shut out from what goes on. And that is a scary situation, because the government is put in place for us to live in a free society and to enjoy our freedoms and to be an advocate for us, not the other way around. And it's really scary to me what's going on, and I hope that us as a whole, everybody will get on and help bring us back to the country that we originally were founded as.
Well, it's for sure. The proper hierarchy of things would be God, people, governments, corporations. But that's all flipped. It's now corporations, government, people, and then I think they may consider God in there somewhere, but he's sort of last in the hierarchy of this completely upside-down world that we're living in.
Yeah, our moral value has declined, and it's because we've taken our eyes off from God and our eyes off from morals, and all we focus on is what's on this TV and what the things that are pushed across our face every day. Sports. I mean, I'm involved with one, but I will tell you for sure that professional sports is a distraction in this country, because so many, if you could get the passion that people have for sports into something that has a cause that is for our children, this country would be different.
Absolutely. Everybody, we'll be back in just a moment, and get your pencil out. Area 1-800-313-9443. We're going to open the phone lines up, and I would love people to call in and ask Roger a question or two. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Everybody, we're on the upside of the bottom of the hour, and we're with our guest this morning, Roger Carter of Carter 2 Motorsports, and I'm your host, Don Harkins, and you're on The American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are having a really, I think, a very exciting discussion this morning because we are all looking for ways to expand the awareness of our countrymen's understanding of what is happening in our country today. And oftentimes we bring up subjects and maybe we have a little bit more inroads into people's minds today than we did, say, 10 years ago, but still we get to a point and oftentimes we just watch it. People's brains just glaze over on this material and things are getting scarier and scarier for people out there. So the likelihood that they're going to stand up and be counted and resist what's happening to us here as a nation is getting a little bit less. Awareness is growing. The strength to stand up is getting less. And that is going to change when we have the numbers behind us. That's, you know, I think, what was it, the quote by Mark Twain about a patriot and how they're derided and ridiculed until suddenly enough people think that they're really great folks. I don't have the quote directly in front of me, but probably most of us are aware of it. And we're going to be opening the phone lines up for callers this morning. I'd love for you to call in and say thanks to Roger or ask him some questions about the circuit this year and how they're going to get the message out and keep their rigs on the road. And the number here is 1-800-313-9443. Danny, if you're hearing me right now, I'm having a little trouble with my computer screen, so I can't see who's up on the board right now. But Roger, thanks again for coming back. And also, thanks for making this Stand for America. I do have this feeling inside that not only are you going to be supported this season, but you are going to your goals are going to be reached. You're going to make a lot of Americans aware, and you're going to be directly involved in helping to create the critical mass that's going to tip the American people over onto the side of the fundamental and foundational principles that this country was born with.
Well, that's what we're hoping, Don, is that, you know, a lot of people will say there's nothing I can do, or they don't have the will or whatever to step out of their comfort zone and do that. And I understand it. I think you understand that. That's what organizations like yours and mine are for, because we are. I'm at the forefront, and I know you are too, Don. We're willing to do that. All we ask is from the American people is to support all the organizations like ours and to help us get the message out to the people. And this year with us working together will be a monumental year. I feel the same way. It's a lot of my guys, they tell me all the time, they say they cannot believe how well people like us. Everywhere we go, we stand out in a crowd, and as people kind of come to us, and I was told in the beginning of this, you're going to get so much opposition, people are not going to like you and this and that, and it's been the complete opposite. There's always one or two here and there, but for the most part, the American people are tired. They're tired of being powerless. They're tired. And when they see somebody that steps out like yourself and our organization, they admire it, and I know they do, and I'm just asking those people that look at that to support us and to keep this going so we can bring light and we can apply the pressure where it needs to be to make changes. If you look at history as a whole, it's always been one or two individuals that change things, and most of the time it's in the wrong direction. Most of the time it is someone's voice that creates a lot of turmoil in our country because they stand up. Nobody else does. The opposing side is too much in their comfort zone working and going, you know, doing their thing and not paying attention. So I hope that this will bring light to it and that they will see what's going on and use us for them as their voice, because I want to be America's voice for the United States Constitution. And I know you feel the same way, Don.
Well, yeah, and it's true. Throughout history, there have always been people like us, people that are sounding the clarion call, people who are raising the alarm, and oftentimes we're greeted with things like public executions and dungeons, and this has been an effective deterrent over the course of history. In fact, many of the people that we revere in history, Joan of Arc or whomever, that had a really stood for something and then were knocked down as a result of it, we go ahead and we uplift them in history, but the message that the masses get is, whoa, don't stand up because they'll cut your head off.
Exactly.
And so this is the legacy that ordinary commoners have carried with them, and they're, of course, taught this stuff in school. And the deterring factor is been greater than the causes that people need to be standing for, and we need to change that. This is the communications age, this is the information age, and this is an age where all of this horrible globalist corporate fascist nonsense is coming together, much to the detriment of people worldwide, and we do have the obligation under God to stand up and meet the challenges that are before us. And that's what we're all about.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I think that we will accomplish what we're set out to do. I think we will bring public awareness to this. And we have a whole campaign set up when we go to each of these events. We're looking at petition drives, and we're working on some public awareness television slots right now. And, you know, once hopefully the funding comes in to do all this, and that's what we're really seeking is an individual's or corporate support for this, because there's so many people been affected, one, by the justice system as a whole, or just constitutional issues as a whole in their life. And we're hoping that people that see that will step up and help support this to keep it going.
Yeah, one of the other, I don't know, are you going to have it for the Daytona race? You have another website, Isaiah10.com. Is that going to be on the car?
Isaiah10.com is just a link to freefeds.org, and I strongly believe in Isaiah 10. But what Isaiah 10 is because I had to run that with my NASCAR stuff because they would not give approval for freefeds.org. NASCAR is terrified of me, and they don't really want any part of it, and I'm not afraid to say that because they've made it extremely hard on me. So that's why I embrace the ARCA REMAX series so much, because that organization is a family-run organization, and I strongly urge anyone that is a stock car fan, it's fantastic racing. They keep the rules right. They really are a great organization, and I strongly support them, and that's why I'm in the ARCA REMAX series. I've known those folks over there for many years. They're great people, and they've always treated me well before and after what happened with me. They've never changed. They're always consistent. They don't treat me any better or any less than anyone else, and that's all I ask.
Now, that is good, and I am really encouraged also by the fact that the feedback that you're getting from fellow racers and pit teams has all been positive, and the fans that you've come in contact with are also positive. I think that was really interesting that you had some feedback indicating that you can expect to get a lot of grief for your stand, and you've just not experienced that.
No, I haven't. On a very small level, like I say, it's on one hand I could probably count of the opposition that we've had, and it's always one small, you know, member of media as I always say, once they research what we're doing, nobody could have a problem with it because they can't believe in America, they can't believe in what the country they live in and have an issue with this because it goes far deeper than the prison issue. And you know, even though I'm appalled by what's going on with that, and I met so many young people who are in prison for so many years for crimes that are just ridiculous to be in there for, it goes far deeper because if you start at the root of the problem, that will cure itself. And that, of course, again, is going back to the fact that we cannot defend ourselves under the Constitution. We cannot. The laws that are implemented do not fit what our country was intended to be. The gun laws that they're coming out with, they're taking the guns away for every aspect, and it all goes back to slight control issues, and it keeps the American people in check. It's just like you talked about earlier, it's a fear factor. Everybody's afraid to do anything. Well, our government is, they're terrified of them, and I guess with right they should be, and that's where the state this country's in is, where instead of embracing our government and saying we want to work together as a whole, as a country, we're terrified of them, and that's a bad place for us to be.
Yeah, historically speaking, we all know where those roads lead. There's no secret there. And I'd like to also take a moment here to read verse 1 out of Isaiah 10. This, and I'd never read it before until I saw it on your car, and I thought, huh, what is Isaiah 10? So I went to Isaiah 10, and it begins with this. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness which they have prescribed. I was just so moved. It's funny how the Bible works. Scripture is revealed to you. You open to it, and then you read something that is completely appropriate. It's as if the hand of God is guiding your mind anytime you open the Bible. And when that little message came to me through your car, I thought, wow. Wow, woe unto you. And isn't that what we're up against? We're up against governments with their unrighteous decrees. And when I say governments plural, I'm meaning the state governments and the city governments and and the little metropolitan governments as well as the federal government. And then the unrighteous decrees, gee whiz, we've got the people who are writing about them. We've got the whole network of mass media that is supporting this stuff. Woe unto you guys. My God, we've got a government out of control, and we've got a national press corps that is facilitating and enabling all of that. And that's another aspect of what we're attempting to get beyond, and I thought it was also quite a fascinating point that the people that you can count on your one hand that have been opposed to your ministry, so to speak, are from the press.
Yes.
Woe unto them.
That is very correct. Most of my, out of the small majority that has had a problem with this, has neither been officials in NASCAR or the press. And the officials in NASCAR go back to the press because they're afraid of offending the press.
Yeah, exactly. No. And their corporate, and the main corporate sponsors that float that whole boat.
Exactly.
You know, so, on one hand, you know, I can appreciate NASCAR. ARCO Remax is a little bit smaller, say, in prestige and just in the organizational entity that it is. And NASCAR, probably you can understand certain rules to prevent the whole thing from becoming one big, huge political agenda-facilitating adventure. I can sort of agree, but at the same time, gee whiz, we can go ahead and have plastered all over cars the logos for pharmaceutical companies that are destroying Americans, their bodies, heart, mind, and soul, but we can't have a billboard for people and justice reform.
Yes.
I mean, that's, on one hand, we can understand not wanting to turn the whole thing into a political agenda-driven issue, but what is pharmaceutical drugs? That's completely political. And cool. And so it just shows another, it just highlights, illuminates in day glow paint the inequities of this culture that we live in.
It's about dollars and cents, Don, and you know that. That's
yep.
All it goes back to is where the dollars come from. And, you know, I'm just a small guy. I cannot fight the big battles that it takes to go against opposition like that. So I'm very content where I'm at. We get the exposure we need. I have a small group of media that helps me, and that has propelled us a lot into the mainstream media and people like yourself and what you're doing. And I believe we will get there to a point where we will be embraced by NASCAR. I don't think that issue will be long ongoing, because the American people are a strong voice, and I think that they can they'll see that this is an issue that can be brought forth to them in a tactful way, and that we're not a bunch of crazies. We're out just to stand for what's right in this country, and you know it's something that us as a whole should do. And I believe that they will see it for what it's worth, and that it's a good cause.
I believe you're right. We're gonna be bringing America and its major institutions along with it. And we have a caller, Fona in Maine. Are you on the line? Hello, Fona.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. What can we do for you this morning?
I just turned on the radio and you guys were talking, and you guys are doing great, and I support whatever you're doing, and I'm just fed up with the laws that I've just realized have all my life I've been getting, and I guess I'm having a debt problem and stuff, and I'm standing up against the credit card companies and how they've misled me.
Well, good. I mean, you're absolutely correct. There's just so many things that are here in place right now. They're institutionalized in our country that just destroy people. Honest, hardworking, law-abiding folks are just getting squashed big time. And that's what we're here at the Auto Observer and Republic Broadcasting Network and Carter 2 Motorsports is I think the only professional athletic team that is out there trying to make a difference in this huge way. And I really, and thanks so much for calling, Fona and Roger. I hope this catches on.
I agree with you. The protocols of Elders of Zion and what they're trying to do and bring us down.
Nope, we have a lot of people, and it's all the money, it's all the greed, it's all the power, and we've got to turn that around, because again, like I said earlier in the broadcast, both sides of this coin need people. We need people to stand for freedom and truth and justice,
and if God's on my side, they need
people to have their thumb on. So, thanks for calling, Fona.
Thank you very much.
Got a break coming up, and everybody, we've got Roger Carter from Carter 2 Motorsports on the line, Carter2Motorsports.com, and we'll be back in just a moment.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of this hour. This is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we've only got a few minutes left, but we have another caller we'd like to take. And, hey, Fred in Canada, you're on the line. What can we do for you this morning?
Is this David?
Oh no. Are you calling for the next hour?
Yeah.
Oh, you, well, we're going to have David Morgan on in an hour. We have Roger Carter on right now.
Oh, yeah, David comes on in 1 hour from now.
He comes on in an hour, yeah, so Fred.
I phoned back.
Okay, very good. Okay. Well, hey, sorry about that, Roger. This guy was more into our silver investor guy than stock car racing, I guess. But he, I think he jumped the flag a little bit. But anyway... We are kind of closing out here, and I want to congratulate you. I want to thank you. And again, I'd like to encourage everybody to hop up on your website. It's Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R-2, the numeral 2, motorsports.com. You can see the car, the cars, plural. Are you going to be running the truck this year, too?
No, we're just going to be running the
okay.
ARCA series and the Cup series this year.
Okay.
Again, like our first race is Daytona, February 10th at 4:00 on Speed.
Excellent. No, and I encourage everybody who's a race fan to get up there and check it out and tell all their friends and so on. But also get on the site, and there's something that we didn't have really a chance to touch on is that the Carter 2 Motorsports team isn't just about racing. They're also into community outreach in a really humble and decent way. And this. What you guys are doing, I hope that you're serving as a model for others to follow. Your success this year, which would be dependent upon all of us supporting you, is going to determine whether or not other athletes, other pro sports, motorsports people are going to jump in the ring with pro American ideas. And I encourage everybody to support you, and let's give you the leg up so that others will follow in your footsteps.
Well, I appreciate it, Don, and I really feel confident that the American people will step up. There's somebody out there that has been through the same circumstances that I have and many others have, and we're looking forward to meeting them, and we're really looking forward to this year to spread the Save the Constitution campaign this year.
Now, federal judicial reform, obviously something that's absolutely necessary. Restoring the Constitution, also something that's absolutely necessary to the future of the people. Repealing the Patriot Act and the various aspects of this surveillance state that's growing up around us needs to happen. And it's supply and demand, baby. If the American people lay down for this stuff, this is what they're going to get. If they stand up in opposition to it, they will get their country back. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind either, Roger.
Yes, I feel the same way. We are a strong voice, and I know when you go out and talk to people, I know you've done the same thing. Everybody feels like we do. Everybody that you sit down and talk to sees the problems in this country. They're not blind. It just
Right.
takes a matter of stepping up and changing it.
And we've got to bring the message to them and make them all feel safe to be in opposition. Roger, again, thanks. My prayers are with you. You guys are going to kick butt this year. And we're going to be behind you all the way. And everybody, when we come back, we're going to have David Morgan, the silver investor. He's a good friend of mine. And this is going to be an interesting program. There's a lot of strange stuff going on in the commodities market, and we'll see if we can get a little lucidity entered into the equation. We'll be back in just a moment.